The person who police say murdered an elderly man in Cleveland and posted a video of it on Facebook is now dead. Officials say Steve Stevens killed himself after he was spotted and pursued in Pennsylvania. And the video of that Cleveland murder sparked an outrage over how Facebook monitors offensive and violent content. And this just comes as the company opens its annual developers conference called F8 today in San Jose. It's an event usually meant to highlight Facebook's latest technology and initiatives. For a view from F8, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode, with Kurt Wagner, senior editor of social media for Recode. He joins us from the conference via Skype. Hi there, Kurt.
Hi.
Well, first of all, I mean, let's talk more specifically about Facebook's response to the Cleveland story and that video. I mean, are there standards in place to remove disturbing, violent videos like this? And if so, why did it take a couple hours for Facebook to bring it down?
There are standards in place. Facebook has a set of community guidelines that it tries to use to govern its entire social network for all the different countries of the world. And obviously, this video certainly violated those guidelines. The reason it took so long, though, is that Facebook isn't proactive in terms of going out and seeking this kind of violent or aggressive or inappropriate content. It waits for users to actually report it, and then it has to go through the process of verifying that it needs to be taken down and then actually taking it down. So in a blog post that they published yesterday, they basically outlined the timeline, and it took about 2 hours, which I think a lot of people would agree is probably too slow.
Okay, interesting. So it's relying on users to flag these videos. But this is not the first instance of this kind of content being on Facebook. Just to list some recent ones, last summer, the death of Philando Castile, who was fatally shot by police in Minnesota, that was live streamed on Facebook. In January, three Swedish men were arrested on suspicion of raping a woman and streaming the video of it. And in February, two radio journalists in the Dominican Republic were fatally shot again, broadcast live. I mean, so how has Facebook responded to what seems to be a growing number of these kinds of videos on its platform?
So, yeah, I feel personally that it's a problem, and that a lot of people will say that this is a very small amount of the overall live stream content that you can find on Facebook, which is very true. But it's very clear also that the live stream capability is not being monitored the way that it needs to. And I think the ultimate goal here for Facebook is to create some kind of technology that can detect what's happening in a video as it's happening, and so that it would be able to monitor these videos literally while they are live streamed. The problem is they don't have that technology yet. And so the response thus far has simply been, we're devastated or horrified by what we're seeing. We've taken it down and we're going to try and move faster next time. And we've now heard that over and over again. And I think that, it creates a conversation around, is this live product the kind of product that Facebook needs to be offering right now?
Right. So I want to get back to that in a second. But when you said that, maybe Facebook should be aggressively pursuing technology that allows them to police these streams, is there any pushback to that notion? Because, are there groups of people who wouldn't want Facebook to do this?
I think there's always going to be groups of people who are a fan of the free internet. All things go, no content is taken down. I think companies have different levels of, comfort with that idea. I think Twitter, for example, has been a pretty free speech platform over the years, has allowed a lot of things to stay up on the site that people would like to see taken down, either bullying or, harassment. And I think as a result, Twitter's gotten a label as being a place where if you want to engage in that activity, you go to Twitter to do that. I don't think Facebook wants to be that place, and they've tried to avoid that by, requiring people to sign up with their real identity. You can't be anonymous on Facebook. And so, yes, I'm sure there will be people who say, well, we don't want Facebook censoring anything that goes up on its site. But ultimately, that's a small percentage, in my opinion. And I think the vast majority of people want to be safer.
Right. And there's also the issue of, while this may be a small percentage of the video content that gets posted to Facebook, the power of Facebook is that it has a couple billion users. So that video can spread quite quickly. It has a long reach. Is there any conversation that you've heard of about at Facebook of people being concerned that maybe some of these violent actions are driven or even inspired by the prospect of the fact that quickly millions of eyes could see them?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a belief by some, is that is there a psychological kind of impact here of saying I can go to Facebook and because of the fact that the company can't detect that this video might be violent right away, if enough people start watching it, that automatically triggers it to be shown to more people, right? And yeah. So by the time the company finally realizes, oh, this isn't a video that we want out there, it may be too late. So Facebook has this virality that I think you don't get with YouTube or with a just a regular website on the internet. There's a way for stuff to go kind of exponentially larger than it would otherwise. And I think that, you know, for people who want the attention, who want to stir things up, Facebook is a good opportunity to get the reach that they wouldn't get in other parts of the web.
Well, Kurt Wagner is senior editor of social media for Recode. Kurt, thank you so much.
Thank you.